Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Monday, October 29th, 2019. Today we're going to read from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, a criminal, or even as a mischief maker. Yet if any of you suffers as a Christian, do not consider it a disgrace, but glorify God because you bear this name. For the time has come for judgment to begin with the household of God. If it begins with us, what will be the end for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And what will become of the ungodly? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinners? Therefore, let those suffering in accordance with God's will entrust themselves to a faithful Creator while continuing to do good. So in this reading from 1 Peter, we find that Peter is really trying to encourage a church that is suffering for the sake of the gospel. Peter's reminding them of the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus says that his followers should rejoice and be glad when they face suffering, because great is their reward in heaven. You can read that in Matthew chapter 5. I think it's sometimes hard for those of us in the United States to really understand what it might feel like to suffer for the sake of the gospel. Maybe it's because we live in a society that still acknowledges the freedom of religion. But there's also a chance that we sometimes don't suffer for the gospel because the gospel has become more like the American dream than the gospel that is good news for the poor or freedom for the oppressed. But Peter says sometimes the opposite is also true. Sometimes people suffer and it has nothing to do with the gospel whatsoever. Sometimes people suffer the consequences of their own actions. Peter mentions murderers and thieves and mischief makers and criminals. So many times we think God is somehow out to get us while we're creating our own chaos by the way we live our lives. We engage in damaging and hurtful behavior and wonder why we are suffering so much. Peter says that the suffering we bring on ourselves is really of no value. However, if we suffer for living the way that Jesus called us to live, as servants and those who love even their enemies, then our suffering actually can strengthen and refine our faith. After all, in times of suffering, we find out what we really believe. This passage closes with the idea that ultimately God is the judge. If we suffer for Christ, God will eventually make things right. So we can entrust ourselves to God, knowing that God will come to make the wrongs right, so suffering isn't final. God will eventually vindicate those who suffer because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we happen to find ourselves suffering today, we might ask ourselves if we're suffering because of the gospel. On the other hand, if we're not suffering, we might ask ourselves if the gospel we have bought into looks much too much like the culture around us. Our prayer should be that God would make us bold enough to speak about and to live the gospel, even if it brings suffering upon us, because we know that the suffering we experience often allows us to see if our faith is genuine. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast. so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.